This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. President Murmu noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields, including bravery, art and culture, environment, innovation and science and technology.
आप जैसे वीर और प्रतिभाशाली बच्चे निरंतर अच्छा काम करते रहेंगे ये तो शुरुआत है जिंदगी बहुत उड़ान करने के लिए बाकी है मुझे लगता है आपके प्रतिभा से भारत जरूर उत्साहित होगा और बहुत सारे बच्चे आपको फॉलो करेंगे वो भी अपना अपना हुनर दिखाने के लिए वो भी प्रयास जरूर करेंगे
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the children and youth at a national level program of Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam. Awardees of the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar will be present during the program. On the occasion of Veer Bal Divas, Prime Minister Modi recalled the sacrifice of the brave Sahibzades. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remembered the unshakable faith of Mata Gujri Ji and the immortal teachings of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji and noted that the day is associated with courage, conviction and righteousness. The Prime Minister underlined that the lives and ideals of the Sahibzades will continue to motivate people for generations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government is committed to enhancing ease of living and the reform trajectory will continue with even more vigour in the coming times. Sharing a post of MyGov India on social media, Mr. Modi highlighted how 2025 marked a clear shift in governance with reforms focused on outcomes, not complexity. He underlined that simpler tax laws, faster dispute resolution, modern labour codes and decriminalised compliance reduced friction for citizens and businesses alike. The Prime Minister added that his government's emphasis was on trust, predictability and long-term growth, showing how well-designed policy can quietly improve everyday life. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said under the Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji scheme, development works will be carried out in villages to realise the vision of a Vikasit Bharat by 2047. In an interview with DD News, Mr. Chauhan said the newly enacted Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji Act provides a mandatory unemployment allowance if work is not provided within 15 days of application. The railways have rationalised its passenger fare structure with effect from today. Under the revised fare structure, there is no change in fares for suburban services and season tickets, including both suburban and non-suburban routes. The revised fares are applicable only on tickets booked on or after today. Tickets booked before will not attract any additional charges, even if the journey is undertaken after the effective date. Bangladesh's deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has said the Muhammad Yunus-led interim government is perpetrating unspeakable atrocities against non-Muslims in Bangladesh. The 70-year-old Awami League leader said the current ruling group, which has seized power illegally, is setting horrific precedents, such as burning religious minorities to death, in an apparent reference to the lynching of a Hindu man in Bangladesh last week. Meanwhile, Bangladesh Nationalist Party acting chairman Tariq Rehman has urged people to maintain peace as he presented a vision of an inclusive society, saying the country belongs to people of all faiths, including Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists and Christians. Rehman's remarks came in his first address to party supporters after arriving in Dhaka after 17 years. In women's cricket, the third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka will be played at Greenfield International Stadium, Thiruvananthapuram today. The match will start at 7 p.m. The hosts have taken a 2-0 lead in the five-match series. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading over 0.4% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex fell 376 points to 85,034, while Nifty dipped 105 points to 26,037 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.